Are you ready for this?
Sean Merriman, a one-hand sack. Boom, 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 out go the lights.
This is Lights Out with Sean Merriman.
What's up, guys? We're back again with another Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Merriman. And we got a special guest, man, in the boxing world today, talking some bare knuckle, though. For you guys that don't know, I did actually sign up for a bare knuckle fight a couple years ago. And I know everybody's sitting back, oh, what the hell are you thinking? What are you thinking? Well, let me tell you this. I've been in over 20 bare knuckle fights before in my life, and I never got paid for none of them. So that's what we did back in Prince George County, Maryland, where I grew up at. It was just part of the culture. Anyway, we got a former boxing champ here, Pauly Malignaggi, today. It's just a was a great fighter, great broadcaster too, by the way. And now is working with BYB, Bare Knuckle Boxing. And they got a huge event coming up, I believe, sometime in July. So I'll let him talk about it. But this is going to be great, man. We'll get into what happened with my bare knuckle as well.
What part of the country are you on right now?
I'm in Florida right now.
Oh, you're in Florida?
Yeah. I stay down here part of the time. Actually, it's been most of the time lately, but I stay down here.
Yeah, so are they still holding the bare knuckle down there in in Florida, right?
Yeah, they do. Florida's one of the first states to open up to bare knuckle, but not
right.
There's a lot of action going on, you know. I just worked the BYB show last month, and I'm working the one next month as well. So it's getting a lot of popularity. It's picking up a lot of steam down here, and I think it can pick up a lot of momentum. We'll see. But it's a really exciting way of fighting, you know, short fights. A lot of blood, a lot of action, not a lot of space in there, especially with BYB with the trigon.
Tell me about that, because I'm trying to. So it's a triangle, right?
It's a triangle with ropes. So think about it. Think about a triangle. You know, when you're in the corner, the ropes are kind of close to you. You know, so it's not like a square where you can kind of slide from one rope to the other and kind of get yourself out of there. If you're stuck on the corners in one of the corners in a trigon, it's a lot more difficult to get out of that corner than it is being stuck in the corner in a boxing ring. I mean, in a boxing ring, it's already difficult to get out of the corner. But in a trigon, it's even harder because the ropes are tight in those corners. You know what I mean? You have nowhere to go. You can't slide off one side of the rope to the other. So what I noticed with BYB, the first card I worked, every single fight ended in a knockout. Because between the bare knuckles, you see a lot of blood. And the trigon doesn't leave you a lot of space for any kind of maneuverability. You know, so you have to kind of know what you're doing and then fight your way out of those problems, or be smarter and not get yourself into those problems and not get yourself backed up too much, because the trigon, another thing about it is it's not that big. So one, two steps backwards and all of a sudden you're getting close to one of those three corners in the ring in the trigon, and then you got a problem. So it really was good action. I think it's really good for this generation. You know, this generation kind of has that instant gratification. Know, they got their smartphones, they want everything at once, they don't have a lot of patience, and there's not really a big feel-out process in the trigon. You don't really have a chance to do that. You got to get right to it, you got to get right to business. So I think it's going to have a lot of success.
No, for sure. If you think about it, because of how it's built, if you do slide down the ropes, it's actually pushing you back down to the middle.
Yeah, I mean, you got no choice but to fight. You know me, I'm always the kind of guy, even when I did my bare knuckle fight, I'm the kind of guy that use a lot of maneuverability and ring generalship, you know? If I was to fight in a trigon, I think somebody with my style would have problems, because the trigon itself doesn't give you a lot of options for that. You know, it's really a very unique fighting surface, fighting type of ring, you know? It's very unique, and if you're not there to fight, if you're there to try to waste time, you know, because again, that's another thing. In a ring, in the circle that I fought in with BKFC, in an octagon, you can maneuver a little bit and waste some time. You know, you can pick your spots to fight and pick your spots to rest. What I noticed about the trigon is it didn't give you a lot of those options. I mean, you're kind of pushed into a situation where you're either fighting or you're trapped. And then when you're trapped, you're going to have to fight anyway, but from a worse position.
No, and I'll go back to even when you had your bare knuckle. Do you think bare knuckle is more about skill, or it's more about, because obviously you're a more skilled fighter when you had your last fight?
Yeah, I think it's about skill. It's just that you know, you're dealing with the fan base is a little bit stupid, and the judges are a little bit stupid. You know, so they got to kind of get educated in the art of fist-to-fist, hand-to-hand combat, you know? I'm doing them a disservice by calling them a little bit stupid. They're actually really stupid. They're the dumbest fans of sports. But, and obviously the dumbest judges, too, because I don't think that the fight I had, even one hand, that I did break my hand, but I didn't think it was that difficult to judge when I watched it over. I thought I won it pretty easily, despite the fact that I had to fight in a more tactical way because I ended up one-handed. But regardless, it does take skill. I don't know if it's going to be appreciated, but it does take skill. I mean, you can the ability to hit and not get hit, you need that in any form of combat. You can't just walk, be a punching bag and just walk through shots. Although in bare knuckle, the impact is not as heavy as it is with boxing gloves. And the reason I say this is because you cannot load your shots consistently with a bare knuckle fight. You are able to load up your shots consistently with a small 8 or 10 ounce glove where it's enough padding to protect your hands, but not enough padding to protect the person getting hit. So therefore, I think there's more traumatic brain injury risk in boxing, in professional boxing, than there is in bare knuckle. So you do sometimes get the inkling that some guys just want to walk through the shots, even if they're going to get cut up and beat up, and then it does make for a lot of action. It's safer, but it looks more brutal. And so I think from that perspective, and the fights are quicker, and you get more action, and people can enjoy it, I guess, you know, because that's what they're looking for.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
When I signed on to do my bare knuckle fight a couple years ago, I signed on to do the other bullshit league, the BKFC, not the BKFC, but WBK. I forgot what those clowns were.
Is that the one with Ken Shamrock?
Yeah. No, not the one with Ken Shamrock. It was another one that I was going to do that was in Wyoming. Right.
Oh, okay.
So
That was the first thing.
So I signed on to do that. And obviously, there were a bunch of scumbags, the promoters and all that, the owners of the league. And I ended up suing them and actually, you know, won and, you know, went after them.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that, because when I fought the BKFC fight, I think everybody, unfortunately, everybody gets grouped together. They had kind of given a bare knuckle a bad name, those promoters. And they say, yo, make sure you get paid. A lot of guys didn't get paid. And then the guy, Dave Feldman, assured me that he was like, no, I'm not the same guy. I'm going to pay you. And they did pay me, to their credit. But I heard about that promotion. Unfortunately, that gave the whole sport a bad start.
Yeah, it was bad, actually. They tried to lower my pay 50% 9 days before the fight. So we already got a contract for $500,000. So I said, okay, cool. I was going to fight Mike Bork, right? So, you know, me, I'd had plenty of bare knuckle, you know, for free. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Locker room, over free. So in my head, when everybody was asking me about the bare knuckle, oh, man, you crazy. I said, dude, I've been about 25 of these in my life, and I ain't got paid for none of them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And honestly, for me, they're not as difficult.
And that's why I didn't. Like, it was smart for me because I wasn't going to go fight another boxer. Right? I'm going to fight a guy that's older. He's an old MMA guy. He's going to throw these big wounding punches, and he's going to move slow. And I can move around him and get in and out of stuff and keep my distance, keep tagging off on him. So for me, I was just like, I'm going to just go and just mop this guy up, get my $500,000 plus, and just walk out the door. It's light work for me. But, you know, that whole thing, I was like, people don't understand on the bare knuckle side, as tactical it is, you hit a guy in the right spot, it don't take much.
No.
Like, so you don't have to load up with him.
Yeah, and also I feel like in bare knuckle, you notice a lot of knockouts that aren't really knockouts. What happens is, I think the psychology of people getting hit with bare hands, the blood, they psych themselves out. You know what I mean?
Right.
When I was in there, even the shots that did hit me, it wasn't that many, but the shots that hit me, I mean, I felt like, honestly, I wasn't getting hit, man. I felt like, you know, it does not, you know, and like I said, you know, like you said, I mean, you've been in free fights. I've been in some free fights earlier in my life too, you know, in my high school days, and especially because I was always a smaller kid. But I mean, it's not anywhere near the amount of pain that you feel with an 8 ounce glove. I mean, those shots get loaded up. Those guys know how to throw punches. I mean, for me, it was a whole different level of pain when it was professional boxing. And I think the statistics will show that, because people actually die in professional boxing. People get traumatic injuries in professional boxing. So for me, there's no violence like professional boxing. But it was a situation where it's mostly MMA fans, you know? And so because it's mostly MMA fans, the thing about MMA fans is, and the MMA culture is, because their sport is mixed martial arts, they think they kind of hold the final call in anything that has to do with combat, what has to do with punching and grappling and whatever. Boxing fans know that what they're talking about when it comes to hand-to-hand combat. So the funny thing about that was, you know, You see MMA fans kind of trying to be the be-all end-all when it comes to that. But boxing fans will know better. If a fight goes to the ground and you don't see a boxing fan telling you all about it, like, you know what, it's supposed to be this way. But you do see MMA fans assuming to know about the hand-to-hand combat that boxers really understand. And I think that's where the whole lack of good judging came in my fight, and also the lack of, you know, intelligent fans, you know. But I do think when it came to bare knuckle, they had something against me, right? Because it was MMA judges. Unfortunately, it doesn't go into boxing, so they're using MMA judges. And I feel like because I abused their sport, and I abused their fans and I abused their people, that, you know, they wanted to kind of get me. And I gave them reason to get me by letting that fight be close. But all it did was make me abuse them more. I mean, you either know or you don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to know what you're talking about. But, you know, when it came to that, you didn't end up getting to do it, is what you're saying.
No, I never got to do it. And thank God I didn't, because, you know, you go – first of all, I'm not getting on a plane unless, you know, 50% is in my bank account. Like, I'm not going nowhere. That was it. And that's what ultimately triggered me not having to fight, because, you know, when they told me, well, I started getting word a few weeks before the fight that these guys wasn't who they say they were. And so I said, you know what, let me check on this. So I had them to try to put 50% of the fight purse in an
escrow.
An escrow, right? And so I said, you know, put it there and then I'll get on the plane. And then that's when they tried to negotiate with me. And I said, guys, it's not happening. Mind you, I'm sparring all professional boxers, yeah, you know, for 2 months leading up to this.
That's the thing, man. At that point, you've committed to the camp too. That's what, right, I can't stand.
You know, I'm sparring with James the Beast Wilson. I got all these pros coming in there, and these dudes are, you know, they got 15, 20 plus fights under their, yeah, belt.
Yeah, you're putting in that work.
Right.
And then what? And then for what?
Right.
You know, that's, I always can't stand when the things fall out at the last minute, because people don't know the work you put in. Sometimes in your mind, you're already spending the money in your mind. Like, where it's going to go. I can't stand that, because then it just all comes apart, and all, right, of a sudden it's never going to hit your bank account, you know?
Hey, how do you feel about what's going on with this whole, like, do you necessarily call it boxing, what Jake Paul and everybody's doing? I mean, do you classify that as boxing, or is that like a freak show?
You know, at first I said, you know what, it's a niche. If they generate the money, they deserve the money, right? Generally speaking, yeah, that's capitalism. You know, if you generate the money, you know, you're supposed to be paid that money, right? It's not fair. No, it's not fair as far as if you lived in a fair world and guys who work harder and put in the work and are the better fighters should get paid that much, of course. But unfortunately, life is not fair. And unfortunately, the high skill fighters cannot be appreciated the same way. There's always a saying, somebody always told me, ignorance cannot appreciate. Like, if you take me to an art museum, I'll see a bunch of paint on a wall. Sometimes they just throw a bunch of paint on a wall. I'll be like, that's not art. You know what I mean? And somebody will tell you that painting is worth whatever. And for me, I don't get how it could be, you know? So there's the same thing with combat sports. I think the elite level of combat sports sometimes is not appreciated because people are too stupid to appreciate it. And so, you know, when you got a Jake Paul and you got a Logan Paul and you got these YouTubers now, because I tell you what, I could be okay with the Paul brothers. They've got years into this now. But now it's like every social media guy who's got a little bit of a following is now looking to fight, because they realize it's like the most popular kid in high school fighting the other popular kid in high school. Nobody cares about the nerd, even if he's got a black belt in jiu-jitsu. But if the two most popular kids in the school are fighting after school, the whole school's going to be talking about it, right? So this is kind of like a high school mentality where these guys have a following. Doesn't matter if they can't fight. They get into a fight, people want to see it, you know? So they just go and find another celebrity. It doesn't even have to be a boxer, which most of the time it's not even another boxer. And all of a sudden, you know, you got fights that people want to watch. And you've got, on the other end, these world-class fighters battling with each other, risking their lives. You know, you can clearly see the talent if you're somebody like me who understands the talent level. But people can't appreciate it enough to order it and watch it, you know? So it's generating more money. Again, dumb generation, stupid generation, you know? Do I think it's going to last? I mean, it may last for a while. I mean, I had one of these guys who actually started a thing with me. This guy, Corey B, actually started with me. He was like a TikToker or a YouTuber and had a radio show in New York. And I feel like it's not going to go away until somebody hurts one of these guys.
Hey, so tell me, man, tell me a little bit about the next event that y'all got coming up.
It's going to be in Fort Lauderdale on July the 16th. All I can tell people is right now, obviously, Bare Knuckle's new. BYB is new. But the sport of bare knuckle boxing has picked up a lot of momentum. A lot of people didn't really believe in it when it first came out. You know, they started having these fights like, oh, no, it's kind of dated. You know, they were doing 100 years ago. Now it's moved on. But you know something? Like I said, I think it's really, really good for the modern generation. Why do I say that? Because the modern generation wants that instant gratification. They want that instant result. They don't want to sit through a fight where people have to have the patience to see it unfold and understand the tactical aspect of it. They don't understand that and they don't know that. Either way, if you look up BYB Bare Knuckle, Extreme Bare Knuckle, on July the 16th, I'm sure it'll come up in your search engine. But it's quick fights. I mean, it's supposed to be five rounds, but the show I work, none of them lasted five rounds. The Trigon is a crazy, crazy thing place to fight in, man. I'm telling you.
Okay. Hey, all right, my dude. I appreciate you coming on, man. I'll let you get back to doing your thing.
I appreciate you, Sean. Thank you, man. Take care.
Thanks, guys, for listening to another Lights Out podcast. Me, Sean Merriman. And how was that? You know, the bare knuckle. Look, you know, even though I have Lights Out Extreme Fighting, and obviously I'm always talking MMA, and I also love boxing. You know, I look at bare knuckle as a you know, you got to have a stomach for it. It's one of these things that if you like to see it and you like to see, the viciousness of the sport, then, you know, a lot of people watch it. You know, it's also funny to hear Paulie talk about, you know, Jake Paul and what he thinks about the boxing world and how he look at MMA fighters and so forth. So that was great, man. I appreciate Paulie for coming on. So thank you guys for listening in to another Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Merriman. And we'll be back with another one next week. Thank you. Oh, before I forget, thanks again for all the great reviews. We just passed over 175,000 monthly listeners. So that's awesome. All because of you guys. So I appreciate it again.